Sometimes I think that, you know, with the police guns, they have to load, they load a whole bunch of bullets in at one time.
Well, that's a clip.
Okay,
or a magazine.
That's a clip or a magazine.
Clip or a magazine is where they're all
it.
Together.
There's another word I'm looking for that...
You're looking for not ammunition.
It's a word for the ammunition, but I'm not sure exactly what it refers to. It could refer to the bullet, but, it's the same word that they used for 8-track tapes back in the
70s. Cartridge.
Yeah. What's a cartridge?
A cartridge is not a shotgun. It's a... it's a bullet, actually. It's a cartridge is a bullet. A shotgun shell has powder in it and the shot, the little shot, mm-hmm. that's inside this paper casing. A cartridge is like you would, it's got the copper jacket with the bullet. And I always think of a cartridge in a single load where you'd put it in the muzzle, cock it, and fire it.
Mm-hmm.
But a cartridge, is a generic term for any kind of bullet. But that wouldn't be, a shotgun shell wouldn't be called a cartridge. Not in my terminology.
Okay, well, very good. That clears that up. Mysteries of life solved. What are some different animal pens that you can have on a farm?
Pens?
Mm-hmm. Different enclosures for animals.
Oh, chicken coop, pig sty, horse pen or corral, cow, let's see. I think I've just exhausted my current thinking.
That's good. Now, pigs eat out of a big long thing called...
trough.
Mm-hmm. And what's the plural of that?
The plural?
Yeah, of trough.
Must be troughs.
Yep. And now, oil comes in what kind of containers?
Barrel.
Right? And beer would come in
a keg.
Mm-hmm.
And, or a barrel.
Yeah, right. Now, to carry the food for the pigs, you use a...
I think a slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. And you get milk from a...
cow.
Mm-hmm. The male version of that animal is the
bull.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what's the generic?
Generic for
what covers them both?
Bovine.
That's what I've all. That's the only word I know. It's a bovine.
Yeah.
I looked at the word cattle in the dictionary and in the encyclopedia, and it doesn't really satisfy me because cattle includes oxen.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I think
cattle's so generic. Cattle is like any kind of bovine that you might...
Probably a cloven-hoofed animal. I think pigs can be cattle. I don't know. But oxen can certainly be cattle.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, we have a horse. Horse is the term for the animal. We have mare and stallion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mare and stallion compares to bull and cow, but what is the name for that animal? I've always wondered about that. I guess bovine. But
yeah.
You say it's a bovine, or it's a bovine, is that an adjective?
Yeah, or like, so horses would be equine?
Yeah.
But that seems so technical, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty...
I mean, that's why we have horse.
Yeah, well, horse is a simpler word, but I don't know what the word to describe the animal, which is...
people call them cows, because you say, oh, look at all the cows.
Sure.
And they could be bulls, but...
Yeah, and cows have horns.
Mm-hmm.
I think we use the term cow interchangeable with both male and female.
Mm-hmm.
But
to
then
some degree,
a bull is certainly male.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's something that's always perplexed me. I can't find it in the dictionary.
We call that, in linguistics, we call that marked. We say that the male term for bull is marked because it can only mean a male. Bull can never mean female. It can only mean male. So we say that's
marked
for male, maleness.
Okay.
Whereas cow is less marked for femaleness.